Going back to what Deacon Michael was saying about the topic was ascending Mount Tabor. And originally, of course, Father Gabriel was going to kind of set the stage for this topic. Candidly, I had prepared my presentation with the idea of incorporating some things I was expecting to hear based on the topic, what I was expecting to hear. But, of course, obviously, he's not with us for understandable reasons. We, of course, are praying for him and Matushka, and we're going to proceed. But I want to kind of lay a groundwork for where I thought he would go. So I'm going to take a few extra minutes so to put what I have to say in context. So when he was talking about ascending Mount Tabor, I was thinking in terms of the spiritual ascent. The spiritual ascent. The idea that each and every one of us has a responsibility to seek Christ. And one of the images, to seek union with Christ and with God, and one of the images that we commonly use is that of ascending a mountain. It's a biblical image. Obviously, Mount Tabor comes from Holy Scriptures. So, but it's this idea that there's effort and there's work into ascending the mountain, to ascending to our Lord. So when we think about that, and where my role in this discussion came in, was the idea of some practical thoughts for how do we ascend the mountain? How do we seek our Lord in our life? So where I want to begin with that kind of starting point is very often we think about the church using the image of a hospital. And this is very appropriate. It keeps us from falling into a trap of legalism. And it's very helpful because the idea is we are all sinners. We all have different spiritual sicknesses. And the church provides a spiritual cure, a spiritual help. For that, the Lord has provided through His church a way of healing for our spiritual sicknesses. But with any image, especially when we're describing something as profound as the spiritual life, something that is beyond description, it has its limits. It's not perfect. It's not exact. And there's ways where if we're not careful, if we go after the image and not for the truth that which it conveys, then we may lose sight of other aspects. So when we're talking about a spiritual hospital, we should think in terms of someone who spends a lot of time in hospitals, not as a passive patient receiving treatment, but perhaps we should think in terms of physical therapy, of being actively involved in our spiritual life. For that reason, sometimes as a corrective, one of the images that I like to use, following from St. Paul, who always liked athletics, he would speak in terms of races and athletic competitions, is I like to use the image, and some of you may have heard me talk about this, of the gym or the fitness center. And where this came from is that I would occasionally, and I know this may surprise you to know, that sometimes priests can be annoyed when someone says something self-unaware. And sometimes we try to nicely and lovingly bring them to that awareness. So every once in a while, someone might say to me, in the past, that when they come to church, they don't get much out of it. They don't get much from it. And I say, okay. Okay, well, let's imagine this. Let's go to my image of the fitness center. Let's imagine that you belong to a gym or a fitness center, that you are a member. Once or twice a month, you stop in at an unspecified time. You chat a little bit with some of the people that are there. You might go do a few reps, and then you leave. And that's all that you put into it. Are you really going to get much from that? Are you really going to grow spiritually? And that's where it comes to the church as the fitness center using that image of the gym. We have to put in to this effort. We, in order to ascend Mount Tabor, to use the topic, we have to put in our work. We have to put in our effort. And that's where it's so important for us in the practical spiritual life is to be aware of what that effort is. So kind of laying with that foundation, to think we begin, of course, with the sacraments, the seven sacraments. We have to be part of the sacramental life of the church. And I like to do this because this kind of breaks down the sacraments. We generally speak of seven sacraments. Two of them we do once. Baptism and chrismation only occurs once. Two of them are not necessary for everybody. They're not called to everybody. Not everyone's called to marriage or ordination. That's only for some people it is necessary for, but not everybody. But three of them, Eucharist, unction, and confession, we all should be participating in these sacraments. All three of them. So I'm going to repeat that. Eucharist, unction, and confession, we should all be participating in these sacraments as according to our spiritual life, as according to where we are on that ascent up Mount Tabor, as according as we are on that journey to Christ. Now, for most of us, of course, we participate in the Eucharist on a regular or semi-regular basis. For those I know in the Greek and Antiochian practices, we do unction during Holy Week on Holy Wednesday, so most people are receiving unction at least once a year. But one area, going back to that gymnasium, that one piece of equipment that we don't like to get on and work because it's one of the hardest ones in the gym, is the sacrament of confession. So if we're going to ascend the Mount Tabor, we have to put in that effort, and that effort includes confession. We have to have that repentance. We have to bring our life before the Lord and bear our souls. It was once said to me, and I think this is brilliant, the difference between a saint and a non-saint, or as I like to say, the difference between a saint and myself, is a saint, when he or she looks in the mirror, sees themselves for what they are. In all their weakness, in all their brokenness, and all their sinfulness. They don't cover it up. Because when we cover up our own sins, it's easy to be judgmental of others. When we cover up our own sins, it's easy to be short-tempered with others. When we cover up our own brokenness, it's easy to not have sympathy for others. But when we have to come to the Lord in confession and bear our souls and start to see ourselves, not as terrible, horrible people, but as broken, sinful people who need that healing, who need that effort, then we start to see others through a different light and to love them and to appreciate them and to be patient and to be that person that the Lord calls each and every one of us to be. And we do that through this process of confession. We start that process of breaking down the walls that we build in front of our eyes to see ourselves for who we are. And it is how we can get closer to the Lord, how we can ascend that mountain. And it's also, and this is the part that is sometimes lost on us, all of us, as the Lord began in His ministry, as recorded in the Gospels according to Matthew and to Mark, we are all called to repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was the first phrase recorded in His ministry in these two Gospels. And as all of you, I hope, know or should know and will now know, by repentance, again, that's not casting like, I'm a terrible person, I did these horrible things. It's about changing our direction. It's about changing where we are, moving away from sin and going toward the purity and holiness that God called us to be. It's about moving up the mountain of Mount Tabor toward Christ, not going backwards. It is about seeking out the Lord in every aspect of our life. So as we continue our own spiritual journey, as we continue hopefully going up Mount Tabor, let us remember that we need to participate in all three of those sacraments regularly and is appropriate to each and everyone's life. We all should be taking the Eucharist, as Metropolitan Timothy Ware says, regularly but not casually. We all should be receiving unction at least once a year, and we all have to go to that difficult machine in the gymnasium, but it's the one that will bring us a great reward and bring us up the mountain and get us to our goal, which is Christ, which is holy confession. So through the prayers of our most pure and holy Lady, the Theotokos and Ever Virgin Mary, the protectress of this community and of the Dormitia community, who we are honoring today, may we all seek out that spiritual life and that way of being that is in Christ our God. Amen.